You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I am so glad to be here. I was kind of tuning into Michael Savage for the Herman Cain announcement, and I didn't think I missed it. I was there when Herman Cain came on, and then I listened, and I didn't hear a big announcement. It was advertised that Herman Cain was supposed to have a big announcement. It was a nice interview, but I was kind of hoping I would know what the big announcement was so I could at least tell you. I don't know. I think they talked about who he would pick as vice president and, you know, if he would get rid of any of the departments that Rick Perry wanted to before Rick Perry's brain fart. And I guess he said, you know, you don't just cut, you know, specific departments. You make cuts all across the board. I don't know if he's expecting a baby. I don't know if someone in his family's graduating. So I don't know what the big announcement was, so I don't have it. If any of you know what it is, please, of course, let us know. But what I'd really rather hear are your medical questions, your comments, your poems of how wonderful Dr. Dahlia is. Even if you got a haiku, I'll listen to the haiku. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, come to think of it, I actually have written some medical haikus. I'm going to find those. I really should find those. I love poetry. I've always written poetry. I like to do parodies, though, of course. You know, like Twas the Night Before Christmas, Twas the Night Before My Colonoscopy. I think Twas the Night Before My Colonoscopy is on YouTube. Please find it. It was very, very good. Hold on a second. Let me see if I have any haikus for you, because I want you to know that I'm pretty literarily competent. Should I say literally competent? No, literarily. Okay, here's a haiku. Okay, this is called a hemorrhoid haiku. Now, remember, a haiku is, I believe you have 5 syllables. Then you have 7 syllables, and then you have 5 syllables. Okay, so here we go. Hemorrhoid haiku. I'm in the rectum, but when he's constipated, I can see the light. Not bad. Okay, here's a menstrual haiku. It comes when not wanted. I'm tired of the cramping. I want uterus out. I don't know if that's exactly 5... I want uterus out. That may not count. Okay, one more. Here's a premature ejaculation haiku. I don't have to wait. I'm ready when she needs me. Oops. Oops. It's all over. Now, that was my premature ejaculation haiku. All right. So I'm no Shakespeare. All right. We have a great show tonight. All right. For some of you that take medications and you can't eat certain medications, scientists have now created a hybrid grapefruit. Now, this is a grapefruit that's supposed to be safe for all of us eating or taking medications where you can't take grapefruit with it, or eat grapefruit, like, for example, like your cholesterol medication. If you take a statin medication, you're not supposed to take that with grapefruit. So we'll also just review some foods you need to be careful with, depending on what you take. We're also going to be talking about, looks like they really want to start doing blood tests on kids and figuring out if they have high cholesterol. We cannot ignore the children, all right? We've got to watch the children, because if you have high cholesterol when you're 40, who's to say you didn't have it when you were 30? Who's to say you didn't have it when you were 20? Who's to say you didn't have it when you were 10? So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about some dangers of toys. You know, some of these toys are very, very dangerous. And I got a list of toys that we need to talk about and what could be dangerous with that. So, as you can see, lots of stuff to talk about, but I really want to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, your email is at drdahlia.com. And, of course, sorry, oh, my computer stinks. My computer totally stinks. I really apologize, guys. And then, of course, Twitter and Facebook. Duh. Oh, my gosh. I'm starting to have brain farts. What's going on? Why am I having brain farts? You know, I found a site that I wanted to give you. This whole Penn State thing has had a lot of people shaken up. People are very, very confused because I guess now McCreary, right, who was actually a graduate student at the time, who had seen Sandusky perform sodomy on the 10-year-old boy, he's the one that went to the Penn State coach, Joe Paterno, who then went to his chain of command. Now they have put McCreary on paid administrative leave. And I've been getting emails and people are asking me, okay, what's going on? When do we report? When don't we? Well, I found a really good website for you all, and I want you to write it down. It's called aspe.hhs.gov. Okay, aspe, like asp, .hhs.gov. Okay, if you look at the site, it talks about child abuse reporting requirements, you know, per state, so you know what to do per state. I'm going to tell you guys, though, honestly, err on the side of caution and report it. I mean, this was the big mistake that happened years ago at Penn State. Everybody thought they were doing right going to their chain of command, and nobody thought or used common sense enough to go to authorities. Right, so now people are saying, oh, it was a cover-up, it was this, you know, victims are upset, there's riots, vigils, you know, so even though this website will tell you which states you have to report or not and what do, honestly, just play it safe and make the report. You know, I mean, you can even make the report anonymously. All right, just get over that fear of talking to the authorities. Well, Dr. Dahlia, I myself have a criminal record, and you want me to call the authorities? Okay, well, then fine. Then fine. I don't know. Send an email, anonymous. I don't know what to tell you to do, okay? But listen, I mean, when we're talking about child abuse, and we're talking about child sexual abuse, not good. Plus, for those of you that are trying to figure out if your son is committing statutory rape because his girlfriend is 13 years old, this also gives you state age requirements for sex. Pretty good to look at, guys. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, your tweets, your Facebook follows. And honestly, if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show to play locally in your area on your favorite radio station, call your radio station up and tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't care if they tell you to go get your head examined. That's the only way to bring Dr. Dahlia locally. For those of you that can't listen on satellite or can't listen on GCNLive.com, even though the GCNLive.com, very easy website to navigate. But, yeah, you want to bring me local, please. Please, please, please call your radio stations and tell them how awesome my show is. All right, don't worry, your nose won't grow. Okay, I'm kind of perplexed. There's already been 2 deaths near the Occupy protests, one in Oakland. I guess there was a shooting. They don't know if it's associated with the Occupy Oakland, but there was a shooting around the vicinity that they're kind of looking into. And then I guess in Vermont, a 35-year-old military veteran shot himself in the head. Why? He shot himself inside a tent in City Hall Park. And Mike Noble was the, they won't give us the name. They won't give us the name. Oh, my. What's going on? And honestly, I hope those of you that are managing these Occupy protests still aren't trying to compare yourself to the Tea Party protests. I don't remember anybody dying. Did you? And now we have a tuberculosis scare. Apparently, in Occupy Atlanta, One of the largest bases for the Occupy protesters has moved into a shelter. And the shelter now has been tested positive for tuberculosis. Now they said 100 of the protesters have tested positive for tuberculosis. Oh, my. Very highly infectious bacterial disease, horrible coughing. We used to call it consumption years ago, would kill people, can still kill. Your medication regimen could be 6 months to a year. You could be coughing up blood, affects other organs besides the lungs. So now we got tuberculosis around these occupied. Here's the thing, guys. All right, I am for freedom of speech. I think protests are a great way to express yourself passionately. That's all fine and dandy. But have you guys come up with what the whole purpose is and what are your demands or what again? What are you trying to do? I mean, you know, it's one thing to have freedom of speech and to protest, and that's great. But now, okay, people are dying. I don't know why people are dying. We're having deaths. We're now spreading communicable disease. I think there was also a report that there's been STDs now circulating around. I don't know if you guys are having sex in these Occupy protests, but, I would rather, you all move forward positively. And I mean, if you're mad at the banks, then form a bank. If you're mad at the insurance companies, then start forming your own insurance company. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out what the mission statement is, but we got to do something here because now people are dying. Why does a veteran have to kill himself? What message is being circulated to make a young veteran decide to kill himself? What am I missing? Is this a cause worth dying for? I'm not sure what's going on. And is it a cause worth killing other people for? I don't even know what the cause is. But just somebody please shed some light on this, because I want to figure out why we have communicable diseases, we have STDs, we have veterans dying. What's going on here? Just somebody please shed some light on this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I mean, I get it. I mean, I was at a riot. I don't want to say a riot. I was at a public demonstration. It's fun. These demonstrations, they really get your blood boiling, you know, and you feel like you're making a change and you're making a noise. And we were it was doctors against the Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare. And we were in our white coats and we were on the Las Vegas Strip and people were honking at me, asking how much I charge per hour. And I was like, oh my gosh, I would make more money than I do as a doctor. But of course I turned them down, and people were kind of honking. I didn't realize how many people agreed, with the dislike of Obamacare. This was a couple years ago. And I get it. If you're called and you're notified to come down to a protest and you want to rock and roll with everybody, I think that's great. But, once you start hearing gunshots, once you start seeing herpes fly around the place or some tuberculosis sputum, I'm going to suggest please go to a safer area and ask whoever the hell is organizing this to come up with some sort of a mission statement so you guys can move forward before somebody dies again. All right? Hope that makes some sense. Okay, now speaking of dying, we're going to talk about some very, very dangerous toys. And unfortunately, some of these toys are pretty, pretty cool toys, okay? My sons love these things. They call them buckyballs, where they're these magnets, and you can make all sorts of weird shapes, cubes and rhomboids and trapezoids with these magnets. The problem is these magnets have been found to actually cause death, if not severe intestinal damage, because if you swallow at least two of these little baby magnets, or if a baby in the house does, then the two magnets obviously connect. And these magnets are strong. These are very strong magnets for their size. So the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission now says there's more and more reports of children being at risk from these high-powered magnets. And boy, are these high. It could cause blood poisoning, blockage of the intestine, holes in the stomachs and intestine. Because remember, these magnets, they want to get together. Right? It's like two teenagers with roaring hormones. They want to get together. They will get together, come hook or crook, and it'll tear it'll tear along the lining. So if you have any of these fancy schmancy magnets, and I see a lot of these toys, very cool stuff. I mean, I love the idea of that because, you know, like my kids, they play video games all the time. And so if I could make them create things and create shapes, that's great. But one of my boys is still in the oral phase of things. He's 9 years old, but he always likes to put things in his mouth. I do too. I chew on pens. I chew on pencil erasers. I'll sometimes put my hair in my mouth. Don't ask, okay? So he's got that oral phase. So he will put things in his mouth. You accidentally swallow one of these, you could die. And so we've had to take them away. We've had to. I remember years ago, you know, my brother was into his Transformers and his Tonka stuff, and then all of a sudden the Erector set came out. Remember the Erector set? And, I mean, that turned my brother into being a dodo to somebody that had some pretty phenomenal engineering skills. And, you know, he's making things with his Erector set. And so I love the idea of the toys that create, especially with magnets. Magnets are fun. They're easy to clean up. They're easy to find. But they could be extremely dangerous. So, unfortunately, they're going to have to do something. All right. Now, you know, I was trying to look up what have been the most dangerous toys. Unfortunately, and for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I would love to compile a list of what you all think are the most dangerous toys. I really think we should compile our own list because there's just, I mean, tons of lists, and they're all different toys. But I like the idea of coming up with these lists, and I will post them on my website if you want your name attached also. I would love to, come up with a list because a lot of times we don't think about it and go, oh, yeah, that's right, like the Easy Bake Oven. You could burn yourself. A lot of times we don't think about that, or those darts that you shoot into the sky and then they come around or they fall on your brother's shoulder or whatnot. Pretty scary stuff. So if you guys have any ideas, you can email them to me at drdahlia.com on our website, or of course call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this one website called Guyism. I like these websites. Sometimes they're fun. All right, they bring up pogo balls. Remember those pogo balls where it's a ball, it looks like Saturn, and you jump on it? All right, I agree with that one. Lawn darts. Oh, I just talked about darts and lawn darts. BB guns, I agree. Right, remember the Christmas story? Yeah, BB guns. Trampolines. Oh, hands down. Trampolines, extremely dangerous. Big wheels is on this list. Ooh, I remember being on big wheels. I flip that sucker all the time. Big wheels, scooters, yeah. My kids always took themselves up the scooter. Skateboards, absolutely. Skateboards, extremely dangerous. Make sure your kids with the last three are wearing helmets. Big wheels, scooters. Giant styrofoam airplanes. Why are those on here? Why? Do people eat the styrofoam? Or maybe because you try to climb high. Sit and spin. Sit and spin, I never understood. I really never understood sit and spin. But they say it could be dangerous because it makes you dizzy. And then sledding. Oh, yeah, we would take sleds in the house. And we would go down the house in our sled. Let me see what else. Some of these other lists. Of course, the darts, BB guns, again, Easy Bake. I talked about Easy Bake. Sit and spin. Spark guns, start fires, clackers. Oh, remember those things where you got two heavy things that make noise? Clackers, power wheels, slip and slide, cap guns, another pogo ball. Yeah. You know what? Maybe video games are safer. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Can we finally eat some grapefruit? I think we can. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Give me the news, I got a...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatanShow.com.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Bill on the line. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Hi, Doc. Good evening.
Good evening.
I was curious about the tuberculosis thing that's been going on throughout the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
Who determines that the tuberculosis is actually live there at that heights? And other than that, how long would it normally take under normal circumstances to determine that?
Well, here's the thing. From what I understand, there were people that were camping out in this shelter, a part of the Occupy Atlanta protest. And when they found that one person had been positive for tuberculosis, they tested others. And from what I've heard, the latest is 100 have tested positive. Now, I'm assuming the test that they did was that TB test that you do where you get the little shot in your hand or like near your wrist, I should say. arm, forearm, and then they could read it in 2 days. The problem with that is that only tells us if you've been exposed. So if somebody was ever vaccinated or if somebody was ever exposed in the past, we can't say it's current unless we get their sputum or their phlegm. So now what they have to do is they have to take those 100 people and they have to look at their phlegm and they have to do a chest x-ray. And if any of them have active tuberculosis, then they have to start going for treatment. But, I mean, you can spread tuberculosis. I mean, honestly, you can, I believe, within 48, 72 hours, be able to contract it and start showing changes. It could be as quick as that. You could be on a flight with somebody that has it. But for some, yes, it could be kind of latent. It could just grow there, or you could be exposed and nothing happens. Does that answer your question?
Well, yes, yes, it does. And how often have you heard of something like this happening in an ordinary situation?
Well, I have never seen, I mean, I have never witnessed 100 people show up positive all of a sudden for tuberculosis. I mean, as a physician, this kind of scares me, because if there's 100, there could be more, because if these 100 have been exposed to other people or they went home to their family, what they now need to do is have all their family members checked and anybody they've been associated with. So you're right. This is probably a lot more significant than the media is telling us. It's just, I wasn't expecting to hear that 100 people showed up positive for TB. So I don't see this a lot. You know, even if somebody has tuberculosis on a plane, we haven't seen a whole plane flight crew and passenger list come down with tuberculosis. We haven't seen a whole plane become infected. So I am dying to know more details about what manifested.
I agree 100%. That's what has my curiosity.
Mm-hmm. Why? Have you been to one of these protests and do you think someone coughed on you?
Oh, no, ma'am. No. Protest, no.
Okay, good. No, I mean, you know, because you do, you start to think back and you go, okay, who coughed on me? Who, you know? So, like I said, as we get more information, we're going to keep you posted. But I really appreciate your call. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless you. All right. So we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So, like I said, I'm trying to get as much breaking news on this as possible. Were the 100 people, did they show up positive for tuberculosis? Were they never tested? Could they not compare past tests to see, you know, maybe some of these were healthcare workers? You know, there's a lot of people, they've been exposed years ago. I would probably say 1 out of every 10 people I test for TB show up positive for the TB test. But then we do the chest x-ray and the chest x-ray is negative. Or we check their sputum and it's a negative. So it doesn't mean 100 people have tuberculosis. It doesn't mean that. But when they said that 100 people might be showing a positive, I need to know what's going on. When I first heard the story, what I thought happened was just the shelter had tested positive, and now they're concerned about 100 people. That's what I thought. Again, there's been conflicting reports, so as soon as I kind of get more news about this, I'd love to share it with you. Because like I said, we've had tuberculosis on planes, and the whole plane doesn't come down with it. So I really find it unlikely that 100 people in the shelter came down with it. My hunch is they're testing these people, and that's why I made media news, and we're getting some conflicting reports. All right, so let's talk about some good news on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Scientists have created this hybrid grapefruit that's supposedly safe for heart patients. Now, we talk about drug interactions and food interactions, and you know, grapefruit, unfortunately, can cause increased concentrations of many medications, and that can make things very dangerous. Like, let's say you take an antibiotic, erythromycin. Many people don't know that. You take in a grapefruit, or you like your greyhounds, that's going to increase the serum concentration of the medication, and it can sometimes lead you to toxic doses. That can happen with your lovastatin, your simvastatin, most of your cholesterol medications, zolipidem, Ambien. Those of you taking Ambien for sleep, did you know you're not supposed to drink grapefruit with it? Xanax, those of you needing Xanax for anxiety, not supposed to take grapefruit with that. Quinidine, midazolam, which is another benzodiazepine, something that relaxes you, Valium, codeine. Many of you taking in codeine, right, for pain or in your cough syrups? No grapefruit. Fentanyl, lidocaine, diltiazem. Some of you on cardizem? Calcium channel blocker, blood pressure, diltiazem, can't do it. Bioxin, an antibiotic, bioxin, clarithromycin, carbamazepine, progestins and progesterone. Not really supposed to be drinking grapefruit. I know some of you love your grapefruit. Dextromethorphan in cough syrups. Estrogen. Finasteride for prostate. So as you can see, a lot of stuff. Amlodipine. I'm not sure about amlodipine. But anyway, a lot of them. So scientists at the University of Florida have created a hybrid grapefruit that supposedly has the same taste, but without the, oh boy, this is a big word, furanocoumarin, which is the compound that is supposed to be unsafe when you combine it with blood pressure and heart medications. So they're really excited about this. I don't know how much this grapefruit's going to cost. I don't know what's going to be per pound. I don't know what color it's going to be, how big it's going to be, but they described it in the Journal of the American Society for Horticultural Science, another fascinating magazine. All right, so let's kind of review some food interactions. Okay, now, some people always go, Dr. Dahlia, do I take this with an empty stomach? Do I take it on a full stomach? Well, there are some medications you can take on an empty stomach. And if you ever want to see this list, there's a great list put out by the FDA. The FDA.gov, it's under drugs, resources for you, consumers, buying, using medicine safely. Go to the FDA website. They have a great website for this. And now I just lost a website. Oh, that's wonderful. That's just wonderful. All right. And then another great food drug interaction table is under globalrph.com. So empty stomach. You can take your Claritin, you know, for allergies on an empty stomach. You can take Ampicillin, which is an antibiotic that shouldn't bother you too much. Methotrexate, supposedly you're supposed to take on an empty stomach. Carafate for your stomach. Tetracycline. Tetracycline you cannot take with milk. So you need to be very, very careful with some antibiotics. Yeah, medications that you need to take with food should be Augmentin, aspirin, allopurinol for gout, naproxen, piroxicam, valproic acid. Any of you on valproic acid or Depakote? Niacin. A lot of you are taking niacin. Needs to be taken with food. Nitrofurantoin, an antibiotic for bladder infections. Macrobid, prednisone. You got to take the prednisone. If you're on steroids, you have to take them with food. We already talked about what you need to do with grapefruit, but really quickly, any of you on Coumadin or warfarin to thin the blood, you need to be very careful. No alcohol. Really watch your herbal supplements because that could increase your bleeding time, and you got to be careful of certain foods, broccoli, berries, etc. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military firing manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. This just in from Fox News. Two people of the Occupy Atlanta shelter are positive for tuberculosis. They still can't tell if these are people of the actual protest group or people in the shelter. So that still hasn't been made known. 100 protesters have occupied the shelter. They, from what I understand, are going to be tested, but it's two people and not 100. Good. That makes a heck of a lot more sense to me. They also have notified the protesters that two people of the shelter are positive for tuberculosis. Hopefully nobody and none of the protesters have received this or spread it. So we will keep you posted if any more. All right, so now they are recommending that whether you have cholesterol or not, dad has cholesterol, high cholesterol or not, grandpa, grandma, they're saying all children, no matter what, should be screened for cholesterol levels. First, between ages 9 and 11, and again, between between ages 17 and 21. They say even those who are not at increased risk for high cholesterol or heart disease, this is coming from the new guidelines of the American Academy of Pediatrics. I'm going to tell you something. I kind of like this. I like it. I didn't like the idea of ages 2 to 10. That didn't make any sense. A couple years ago, they were saying, all right, screen all kids between 2 and 10. And I don't know if this was written by somebody who had a 2-year-old, but you try drawing the blood of your 2-year-old or getting your 2-year-old to have blood drawn. Ain't going to happen. All right. Of course, those were children where family members had high cholesterol. And now they're saying, let's test everybody. I think it's a great idea. All right. They said previous targeted screening missed more than 50% of children with high cholesterol. Arteriosclerosis begins very early in life, of course, even in infancy for children with genetic cholesterol problems. So increased screening is a necessary step. I agree with this. Also, you know, between 9 and 11, the kids can kind of handle the concept of getting their blood drawn. And, you know, if your child is going to totally wig and freak out, one thing you could do if you think they're going to feel that it's going to be much more painful a procedure than it is there's a like a lidoderm, I don't want to say lidoderm, but it's like a lidocaine gel or cream that they could, you could actually put on your child's arm an hour before. You put a band-aid, you got to occlude it, and it numbs just superficially the area of the skin, and that will then allow when the phlebotomist needs to draw blood, when she inserts the needle, it won't hurt hardly at all. It's that. So that's something you could do if you want to get your kids checked. I love the idea of getting a blood draw. Just, of course, you know, kids, you know, kind of freaked out about that. But I agree. You know, it's a crazy, crazy, you know, time now where so many of us have high cholesterol and high diabetes. I think we need to absolutely jump on it. Now, this is interesting. We were talking about chicken liver just the other day on the show. Chicken liver and gout. Well, now chicken liver hit the news. They said certain chicken liver products may have been linked to salmonella. Broiled chicken liver products made by a New York company have been linked to salmonella outbreak that sickened 169 people. Oh, products are made by Shriver Processing Group of Massmeth, New York, tied to 56 cases in New York City, 33 cases outside the city, 64 in New Jersey, 9 cases in Pennsylvania, 7 in Maryland. I still don't know why you guys are eating chicken liver. Really. So the company announced a recall of its products, Boohoo, that include 10-pound boxes of Meal Mart broiled chicken liver. Really? I mean, here's my thing. If you're going to eat anything from a chicken, you know, then, like, eat the leg. You know, eat, I mean, I love dark meat. Dark meat is just, I just love dark meat. Mm. But I mean, if you want to eat liver, kidneys, hearts, just be careful. Okay, a girl 10 years old gives birth in Mexico. 10-year-old girl in Mexico City has given birth. She was 31 weeks pregnant, checked into a hospital in Puebla, and actually was suffering seizures and other fatal complications. Makes me wonder if she was preeclamptic or in eclampsia. She had a baby boy by cesarean section weighing 3 pounds 5 ounces. Right now, baby is premature but in intensive care, doing well. Mom is back home. They're trying to find out if this was sexual assault, rape. There have been other cases of very, very young girls giving birth. One was a case where the child was 11 years old and her stepfather had repeatedly raped her, and that turned into a pregnancy, resulted in a pregnancy. She gave birth. Horrible, horrible case. In this particular case, we don't know. Apparently in Mexico, the legal age of consent is 12 years old. Those younger than 12 years old who want abortions can't. You can't unless you're 12 years old. And unless, of course, the pregnancy was a result of sexual abuse. I just find this horrifying, you know, having her get an abortion, having her give birth. I mean, only 10 years old. Dios mío, es muy malo. All right, let me see what else has been going on in the news. We got to come up with something happier. Is there any happy news? Oh, this is a good one. Green or yellow phlegm is likely to be bacterial. Well, thank you. Really? They spent money on this test? This confirms widespread beliefs that doctors and parents alike, the color of phlegm is a good indicator if someone has bacterial infection. You know what? A few years back, they said it didn't. They said viruses could have green or yellow phlegm. All right, I got to be honest here, all right? Well, anyway, just so you know this study, because I'm sure y'all are wondering, you know, what these researchers do in their spare time. This was actually a job for them. The team analyzed sputum from more than 4,000 people with chronic bronchitis. If it was clear sputum, I'm going to throw up talking about this. Just 18 tested positive for bacteria out of the 100 samples. Yet, if it was green or yellow, you saw a much higher percentage of it having bacteria. Oh, disgusting. I don't want to talk about sputum. Well, here's the thing. All right, I know when I'm sick. If it's clear, it's viral or allergic. Once it changes colors, I will not get better unless I take an antibiotic. So I know for me, this holds true. Now, have I had patients who say, Dahlia, I never needed antibiotics. I was coughing up green stuff and went away. Yes, because some people can fight the infection. Right? What they're saying is if it's green, there's a good chance that there's bacteria in it. All right? Just because there's bacteria in something doesn't mean you have to take an antibiotic. I think it's a good idea. But no, nobody has to do anything. They can watch and wait. They can take chicken soup. You know, if you're somebody who's a little vulnerable, diabetic, COPD, emphysema, history of pneumonia, you may not want to mess around. And what's really nice about this, and I know some of you patients are thinking about, people are thinking about this, is, you know, patients go into the doctor and say, you know, I need an antibiotic, and the doctor says, no, it's viral, get out of here. Because we as physicians are constantly beat over the head to not write antibiotics because we don't want to enhance antibiotic resistance to pathogens. We want to make sure that if we give you an antibiotic, it's going to work. So we don't want you taking an antibiotic if you don't need it. Well, patients will now come in without even telling me their name, saying I'm coughing up green stuff. Like, don't you dare deny me the antibiotic. And I go, all right, if it's green, how long have you been sick for? Oh, 3 hours. I'm like, really? Okay, that's probably not a bronchitis. Well, another thing is, you know, when we were in school, we were taught, all right, it's viral if you have multiple symptoms, bacterial if it's a very localized symptom. Makes sense. I mean, if you have strep throat, it'll hit that throat. It'll hit that throat hard. Whereas if you have a cold, you'll have a runny nose, you'll have a cough, you'll have a sore throat, body will ache a little bit, just like with flu. I mean, when you get the flu and it's viral, it hits your whole body. Yet bacteria have to grow, set up camp in one localized spot. The problem is then you'd see medical students going, well, wait a second, I know they have a really bad sore throat, but because their nose is running, it's viral, I'm not giving them antibiotics. And I'm like, no. Swab their throat. Look at the pus. You know, because still, you can have a bacterial infection. You can have pneumonia and still be sneezing. You can have strep throat and still have a fever. Bacterial infections can still cause fever, but you can have multiple symptoms like nausea and it still be bacterial. So I really want to retrain these medical students to not think just because there's two or more symptoms, it's not bacterial. Don't give the patient an antibiotic. That's baloney. But also, please don't overtake. All right? It's not worth it. Fluids. Make sure you're getting rest. Make sure you're eating well. And make sure you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right? If this is your stop, you have a great rest of the day. If not, keep on keeping on because we got more of the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.